Hello, ladies and gentlemen. We are so excited to be bringing you with the early edition of Breaking with the Boys. This morning it is Breaking with the Boys and Pam. She's still here. We won't let her get out of the room. Oh, Teddy walked in. We got a new guest, Tommy. He likes it, but he won't talk. Danny, say hi, Danny.
Hi, Danny.
Danny's over there warming up. What are we having today, man? What is
Arby's
that?
Arby's
Sliders. Danny always brings in some pretty good stuff. So,
well, that's because whenever Melissa picks up the boys for carpool,
yeah,
she's got to feed 5 hungry boys, so she gets a lot.
Oh, my gosh.
And I get the leftovers.
Hey, I texted your wife yesterday. Did she tell you?
No.
Well, never mind.
Don't even know.
Never mind then. Never mind. That was a private conversation. Oh, Tommy's on the phone. What? Tommy, are we bothering your break or anything? What? You asking your wife to bring something for potluck?
Wait.
Oh, look at that. Renee's going to bring something for potluck.
We start talking to him, and he gets off the phone really quick.
Yeah, he's afraid of what Renee will hear.
No, she's at work. She just had to call me.
Oh, that's
sweet. You think Renee's one of our listeners?
No. Yeah, no.
You're right. She's smart.
Yeah, she's not one of our listeners.
So, happy post-Veterans Day. We didn't have a broadcast yesterday.
Yeah, we didn't have one. I should have did one on the road, man. We were all... Holy crap, there's a mail truck in a house. Wow, that's cool. Runaway rollaways, don't let it happen to you. Yep. I'm not going there, man. That's why I'm no longer affiliated with the union, other than just paying my dues. Because somebody else who doesn't listen to this podcast, actually, he probably does. He's looking to burn me down. So, whatever. We're getting off that subject. What are we talking about? Post Veterans Day. Had a great ride yesterday. Went up to Eastland to VFW Post 4139. Weirdest thing in the world. So, there was a young man there who was blown up over in Afghanistan by IED, right? This guy's name was Rocky, and I didn't catch his last name. I see the young man there. I go, wow, that guy looks familiar, but I just don't know who he is. We've ridden all the way to Eastland to do this thing with our group, the CVMA guys, and we're sitting there. So then I post a picture of him receiving his Purple Heart, which he had had one when he came back from Iraq or Afghanistan, where it was. So when he came back, though, he had it in his truck. His truck got stolen. They recovered his truck a few weeks later, but all of his stuff was gone out of it, so he lost his Purple Heart. So his mom petitioned the VFW up there, so they got him his Purple Heart. So this was a ceremony to give him his Purple Heart back. So I posted a picture up there and everything. I got back home, and it was like... you know who that is, don't you? I said, no, I got no clue. Because that's Rocky from down the street. That's Shanna's ex-boyfriend. Oh, that's Rocky that used to ride motorcycles next door to us? So it was.
Wow.
So, holy crap, man. That was weird like that. So, congratulations to him. Also, thank him for his service and all of our veterans, everybody that served, did their part, and did that part. All the people back home that supported them and also served, because that's an extremely hard job. And
wait.
Yes.
Something that someone brought up yesterday.
Yes.
That I was listening to, and the families.
No, that the families definitely. That's what I mean. Melanie had to, over the years, first off with three little babies at home, three little kids at home. Curtis was never a little baby, but he was at home with three little kids. He is your baby, isn't he? I noticed you didn't mind saying that on the radio right quick.
Curtis, if you hear this, you're the love of my life.
That was Pam. That wasn't Danny, okay?
Yeah, and Ariana, if you hear this, please forgive her.
She needs to know, too.
Curtis, just tell her to shave her damn legs.
Oh, my God. Really? He freaking just called you out on your legs like that?
Wow.
She got more hair on her legs than I do.
See, I don't want to go say nothing about that.
Look how rich he is.
Oh.
I'm just trying to read this.
And you wonder why she doesn't want to be part of
this. Yeah, no wonder she...
If Curtis comes down and wants to be the love of my life too, I will gladly shake my legs.
Okay, all right. We have that. We have it recorded. We have that. Okay.
All right.
Pam may shave her legs if
no,
we can...
No, there's no way she will.
Oh, she will. Okay, good. All right. So where were we at? Family serving at home. Yeah. So, you know, so that's what...
We got off on Pam's legs, so...
You got another? I do.
I'll give it back to you once I break these.
I ain't worried about it. Wait. If we got change.
What do you need, a dollar?
You tell the dude you have a dollar, then you don't have a dollar.
I've got 40 of them. I just don't have them in single fashion.
You always have to have stripper change.
I got your back, Michael.
Thank you, Michael. I mean, what? Thank you, Dave. That's the same thing I was talking about. I thank police officers when they give me tickets. Why would you think a cop would cost you $150? But every time, I guarantee you, when he walks away from my car, I'm like, thank you, sir. I'm thanking him because he didn't take my ass to jail is what I'm thanking him.
You pull the mayor card.
I never pull the mayor card. Never. Matter of fact, if anybody out there listening knows that I'm the mayor of anything, please understand, you are not allowed to use my name when you get stopped in Clyde. I'm telling you right now, it will not help you. And I've told the officers and the police chief that if anybody uses my name to try and get out of a ticket, you give them double tickets, man. Find something else to write them up. Don't use my name.
I didn't even use your name. He just saw the post office stuff and I automatically doubled my ticket.
Did
he? You work with Roger Brown. I said, I don't know who you're talking about. I'm going to give you a double ticket.
That's another thing. The public service part of this announcement may be not everybody loves me as much as you guys do. You know what? You use my name in certain places, you will be hated.
Certain most places.
Okay, let's go back to anyway, family service. Right. So that was the deal, right? So she had to take care of all them kids by herself. I spent 8 months over in the desert, you know, being, you know, me and free, you know, so.
Running the beer tent.
Yeah, fighting in the beer tent, serving in the beer tent, getting drunk on two beers.
Yeah, that's another story for these people later on.
Yeah, hey, man, you trying to figure out how you can get drunk on two beers, you just ask me, I'll tell you. I'll tell you how you do it. And then, of course, you know, we grow up, kids graduate, we have an extra kid, we have that extra one, and then Scotty joins. He goes over to, he spends a year in Iraq over at Camp Slayer, so she's got to put up with that. Then Curtis graduates, and he goes over and spends two tours in Afghanistan, and Bagram gets bombed while he's on base. You know, she's got to put up with that. We wait on those phone calls, you know. And then Austin graduates and wants to join the military, and Obama's president. And we're like, hey, how about you just kind of hang out here with us this time? We don't need no more phone calls. So anyway, said all that to say all this. The families at home of serving service members, people overseas that have gone over and are fighting for our freedom, y'all remember the families back home. You know a family that, you see their yard out there that needs some help, go over there and be a neighbor, man. Mow a yard for somebody. It won't hurt you. Help hang Christmas lights while the families are gone and serving in the, overseas. Okay, I'll stop now. I mean, I really won't, but I'll stop on that subject. So what else is up, Danny? What do you got going? What day is it?
I don't know. I forgot my phone.
You don't
phone.
Have your phone?
I don't
Pam.
Have phone.
Pam.
Pam.
What day is it? It's the National Something Day, remember? That's, you know.
You're the alternate on this.
That's Danny's job.
I know,
but he didn't bring his phone. So you need to be paying attention, breaking with the boys and Pam.
That's the and Pam part.
Yeah, the and Pam part is to make sure Danny has a phone. So you've already failed on that.
No, you have to jump in wherever we fail, which is a lot of jumping.
It's surprising. Okay. What is it, Pam? Come on, hurry up. We're running out of time. Golly, we got a minute and a half. It's Google. Hello, Google. What national day is this? Because my phone is being used to record the episode. Oh, jeez. Thank you.
Oh.
It's what? Food for the soul?
Fancy Rat and Mouse Day?
Roll with the bunion.
Hang on, we're getting too many.
What'd you say that? What's that last one?
Pizza with the works except anchovies.
How do you get pizza do that with the works except anything? The works is everything.
Yeah.
That's all I got for you.
But anchovies are nasty.
They are nasty. I mean, I wouldn't eat one.
Oh,
I'm just
it's
saying.
It's also happy hour.
Hey, National Chicken Noodle Soup Day.
I can go with chicken noodle soup and happy hour.
I like happy hour better.
Yeah, I like happy hour. Okay, we got to go. So everybody, for Michael, Tommy, Teddy, Breaking with the Boys, and Pam.
Harry Pam.
Harry Pam. Say goodbye, Danny.
Goodbye, Danny.